It's time to write your about page. How do you make it so that people actually care when it's just your story and they have never met you before? Well, we're going to tell you four key, easy ways to make sure that it's an engaging story that people are going to be motivated to work with you from right now.
Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
Let's dive into today's topic, which is, I'm rolling up my sleeves. How do you create an about page that people actually care to read? So there's a few key features that you're probably thinking about already, right? You probably know that the about page tells some of your story and is trying to make a connection in some way, so that way they like you. It's a little bit vague, but that's usually in everybody's mind when they know they have to write an about page. But the other thing that often comes to mind for people is that you want to establish credibility on your about page. And that's all exactly the right track. However, there are some details that are missing when we just think of the about page that way, because essentially what it means is we're thinking about us, right? We're thinking our about page is all about us, our story, how we talk to our ideal clients, and also the credibility and like so degrees, any qualifications that we have that prove our worth. All that really does belong on an about page to a larger or lesser extent. However, it's kind of a false idea, the idea that the about page is actually about us. It's not. Your about page, this is a big piece of information, pay attention. Your about page is actually about your ideal clients. So how do we make sure that they see themselves in your about page, that they feel spoken to, that they feel seen, and like you are their kind of person? I'm going to give you the four core pieces of an about page that you need to make sure that your about page sets you apart as the person they want to work with. Okay, if you take none of the other tips from this video, take tip number one, and that is to always frame your about page through the eyes, the concerns, essentially, of your ideal client. So the very beginning should be focused on speaking to them. It should be really you language, right? So you feel, you are. Essentially, think about the challenges or the pain points, the frustrations that you help solve for them, and reflect that in those sentences, right? So you're probably here because you're feeling overwhelmed with getting your kids out the door every morning. Could be an example. I usually like to say, give them three sentences. You can put it in bullet point format, you can put it in paragraph format, individual lines, I don't really care. But three is a pretty good number to go for, of acknowledgement, just validating and showing them that you understand where they're coming from. Whatever has brought them to your website, hey, I'm gonna start with you. And what's really great about that is it gives you the opportunity to transition from the problems that they're having to the fact that you are the solution. You're going to at least provide the solution if it's not you and your services. Let's say you're more of a product-based business. Okay, you can connect them with the problem solver or the thing that's going to make their life better at the very least if they weren't really in pain, but they are dissatisfied in some way, right? You're going to make their life better. So having that clarity around, okay, this is what they're struggling with, I'm the person who can help. So how do you introduce yourself? Well, I always like to say there are two ways. One, if you've been where they have been before, say, essentially, and tweak it so it's not constantly the same words that show up on everybody's website, otherwise it's gonna get kind of tiring. But essentially you're saying, hey, I get it, I've been there too, and this is how I got to the other side. I'm here to help you as well, right? So it was such a struggle to wake my kids up in the morning too. I totally get where you're coming from. And that's exactly why I spent the last 3 years developing this superpowered alarm, whatever your product is, right? The superpowered alarm that will make sure that you have a relaxed morning and your kids get to school on time. Let me show you how it helps. Something along those lines, right? So taking it from their pain point to the fact that you have been there too, and that's why you're the perfect person to solve their problem, because you found the solution out of necessity. The second way to do it, especially if you've never been where your ideal client is before, maybe like me, maybe you're a writer and you had to learn, but maybe it came more naturally to you and your ideal client just struggles to write. They just want to speak, right? So that may not be exactly the way that you connect with them. There are other elements of their pain points that could be, but this is just one example. So let's say you don't connect. So how do you make that transition from their pain to you as their guide? Well, essentially say, you can kind of skip the I've been there too and say, that's exactly why I do the work that I do, to help you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I do this work for you, is how you would want to say it in that case. All right, that is the beginning, right? So pain points is the number one key. The transition, I think, is a really, really beautiful, smooth way, essentially, of going between their story, the framing that way, and your story. So especially if you've been where they are, if you're that category number one, where you relate to them, they'll see themselves now that you framed it through their eyes, they'll see themselves in your story. And if it's category number two, they'll be like, oh, please help me, right? They're going to be so excited to learn about how you're able to understand them and help them get the solution that they need. So either way, now they're interested in your story because you framed it in terms of what's in it for them. So those are the two, I would say, the biggest pieces that you really, really want to focus on an about page, because so few people are doing this. And it's such a disappointment because there's so many people that you can help and connect with, but there's just too many entrepreneurs who haven't had the opportunity to learn that that's really the structure of an about page. It's about the ideal client, not about them. So if you don't change anything else, at least do the pain points and please do the transition. I think you're going to find that it's necessary to some extent too. How do you get from their story to your story? So as you can tell, part three is your story. We're not going to go into a lot of details here because that's basically a topic for another day. If you want support sooner rather than later, you can always check out my website and learn about writing coaching options, where you'll get templates for all this kind of stuff and one-on-one support where I can actually look at your work. But suffice it to say for now that this is finally where you talk a little bit about yourself. You can also include some stories around your qualifications or the biggest lesson that you learned in the program that you did as a sort of subtle way to talk about your qualifications. All right, so that's part three. And then part four is your call to action. All right, I'm not going to go in detail in this video about your call to action, except to remind you, if you didn't catch last week's video, and I really strongly encourage you to go check that out for a much more detailed understanding. But basically, remember, your call to action is motivating them to do one thing that you want them to do, whether it's to book a call, to get on your email list, etc. One thing only, and make it a really simple instruction, telling them what's in it for them. Simple, one thing, what's in it for them. If that's how I could break it down, that's the three part, but you're gonna want a lot more detail and examples in the video. And believe it or not, that's it. That is how you transform an about page from being about you to about your ideal client, so that it really stands out to them, so they know that you're the person they wanna work with, and so that they stick around on your webpage longer. They actually care about your story. They care about you and working specifically with you when there is a sea of other options out there, right? We wanna find the people who are excited to work with us just as much as we're excited to work with them. And that's just one of the key things that a great about page does for you. So which of these four pieces of an about page you are going to implement starting today, right? Is it going to be the pain point section? Is it going to be the transition section between the pain points in your story? Is it going to be the story itself? I would be surprised if you don't already have that, but maybe this is the first time you're writing it and you got to start somewhere. And then four, actually giving them a call to action so they can do something now that they're all excited about working with you. I will see you next week. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram @EmmaGivensWriter. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.